Area 54, the soundtrack of the mothership, coming to take you away.
Lying for romance. You lead yourself with your heart, and you're going to end up exactly where you're supposed to be. Time's up.
Let me buy the flowers.
Champagne Corvette. The light in my life is going out tonight without a flicker of regret.
Without a flicker of regret.
I sleep 3 feet above the street in a pink champagne Corvette. Fly out into space. Listen to the music. The stars are made. Got a flicker of green.
This is Area 54.
Thank you. up, don't lay down. You gotta wake up, don't lay down.
Simple way of living. another clock Dylan track on Area 54. This time we went to the Charmer release and played Heartbeat. We had Javelin in there with Shadow Heart. That's going back in time there with, off the album Nomas. Jai Wolf, Lose My Mind. And the Avalanche is off their latest release. We played Running Red Lights featuring the vocals of Rivers Cuomo. Now, does not sound like a Weezer song at all, does it?
No, Weezer... It doesn't. Yeah, you know, if you are a Weezer fan, which I am or used to be, I mean, now, you know, they're considered classic rock, I guess. That's what I hear, at least Weezer. Weezer is now classic rock.
Maybe they're old stuff, you
maybe
know.
Maybe they're old stuff. I mean, Buddy Holly and, you know, Sweater Song, I guess that's classic rock. He's still kind of maintained that sound to his voice. So if you knew it, I would have never guessed it, though.
No, yeah. This it was like I didn't recognize that was in.
Yeah,
I wasn't thinking that either. You know,
good pull by the Avalanches. By the way, they've done a really nice job picking their vocalists for their songs, they're always from left field, just like Avalanches music, left field.
Yep, Roosevelt in there. He's not super left field though. He's kind of like in the middle ground there. Off of Polydance, played Forget, and Baba Stilt started things off with Running to Chad.
You know, Baba Stilt sounds like a Star Wars character. we were talking about Roosevelt on the break as we were listening and going, you know, new album, all the songs sound kind of the same, and you know, I agree. I think the big difference though is that, you know, I think that they lost a little bit of their uniqueness when they pulled out some of the real bass and replaced it with, you know, more like a synthesized bass and guitars, and that's, you know, I'm sure that if they replaced it, maybe it would sound more like the old Roosevelt. I'm not sure. That's my opinion, though. I agree with Mike, though. The songs do sound the same. Standalone, they're pretty good. Definitely listening from beginning to end, you're like, okay, I've heard this formula before. It's like listening to the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Ooh, did I just say that?
People are going to be upset with you about this.
I don't know. You can replace a lot of things on their songs.
I don't know. City of Angels, Under the Bridge. I can't. They're all the same.
They're all the same. Yep. I could sing one to the other beat. That's terrible.
I think it's his vocals, though.
I think so, yeah. I think you're right. The vocals are definitely a lot the same. Hey, it's Tim and Mike, Area 54. Appreciate you guys tuning in. We're going to go into our next set. Band's called Satin Jackets. We play these guys once in a while. We're going to play a song for you called Welcome Back. Check it out.